Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about Eugene Real Estate in 2019 and a look forward to 2020.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about the market this past year and then see how it might affect us this year. What we've got in Eugene, I'm taking 97401 through 97408. And even if you're rural, but you're in those zip codes, you're in these numbers for detached single family homes. What we've got going for a median sales price was fascinating to me because the median sales price has leaped to being over $350,000, $351,000. For the sales price that was median, the typical, the heat of the market in 2019. Really fascinating. Now, what's driving those prices and will they continue to drive into a recession if something happens that may, in the next year or two, be a real recession? What we're looking at on the marketplace is we're looking at a depletion of supply and an increase of demand. The interest rates going down, first-time buyers were 37% of the buyer population last year. So if you've got almost 40% of the buyers coming in through the front door from a tenant to an owner, you've got a tricky market with heat at the lower price points. Looking at that, despite that, we've looked at the last quarter, in the fourth quarter versus this year and last year, we are 37% down in inventory. That is, we have 37% less homes for sale than we did last year, last quarter. So we've got a decline in the number of homes for sale. We've got an increase in those who are buying. The sold is up just 1%. So if we've got a 37% decrease and a 2% increase in demand, we've got a problem. That continues into 2020. Now, the recessionary climate is going to happen either 2020 or early 2021 is what the economists are saying. And as they say that, we're looking at the market and saying, what will happen locally? What will happen locally may be that there'll be a slowdown. People will be concerned about their jobs and their opportunities going forward, and they won't take as much risk. But other than that, I don't think that we'll see a decrease in the prices. We'll just see a slowdown in the activity. So maybe we'll actually get some relief in demand on the demand side and be able to take a look before we ready, fire, aim on an offer, as Bob would say. So let's look at what's going on in the marketplace. We've got 184 homes for sale at the end of the year. There's 184 homes total in all of the Eugene area zip codes. And in the point of sale, that's been 160 that closed in December. So the 184 available at the end of the month, 160 had closed during the month. You can see that our absorption rate is just over 1 month. That is to say, we can take this number of homes that are for sale right now, and if they continue to sell at the rate they've been selling, we'd run out of inventory in less than 2 months. That's a concern we have in this marketplace. Move smart and make a plan before you try to move, and you'll be successful even in the tightest of markets. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.